I love y'all
come on,
more. God, grant us knowledge that we may speak according to your divine precepts. Instill in us a sense of your purpose. Make us servants of your will. Grant us a bond of selflessness that this will truly be your work and not ours. In order that no addict seeking recovery need ever die from the horrors of addiction. I'm going to go ahead and send that one on up. Now, my name is Cynthia, and I'm an addict. And I was raised in the D.C. area. This is my 25th year at the CPRCNA. Yeah. And I came in here on the convention making a difference. I didn't know nothing about no detox. I didn't know nothing about no treatment. I got here through the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. She was my girlfriend. I met her in New Jersey. She went to treatment. She called me while she was in treatment and told me about you all, Narcotics Anonymous. Told me, when you finish smoking all your money up, Cynthia, and that pain resurface again, you call an NA hotline, find the nearest meeting, and go. That particular week, it took me 48 hours to make that money, and in 3 hours, I smoked it all up. So y'all know despair hit right away. She said, that's right. She said, call the NA hotline. So this is how I got the NA. And when I got here, the guy said, this could be the first day of the rest of your life. You ain't never, ever, ever got to use again. And this could be a great freedom. And my mind said, just leaving the base house, looking for a rock in an NA meeting on the floor. I smoked it at the base house. You know how they say crackheads, I was a free base smoker. I smoked out a glass pipe. Okay. All right. I'm in the NA meeting looking on the floor for the rock, but my mind said, well, how do you not use? And the guy was sharing his story. He said, don't pick up. Then my topic is staying connected. You know what staying means? Don't leave. Real simple. You don't leave no matter what. Go ahead, sis. I have had to do that a day at a time. Huh? My clean date is June 16, 1987. I'm the addict that came in Narcotics Anonymous, leaving the base house, smoking up $500 worth of cocaine, and coming to the meeting and surrendered in the meeting. I said, I don't want to ever use again. And I mean it. I meant that. I mean, you know, for real, I used for 16 years. But 8 years, I've been wanting to stop smoking. I didn't know how to stop. But when I got to y'all, oh, y'all had the remedy. Y'all had the prescription. You said you don't use, you go to meetings. Those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean. You know what I mean? You got to hold on to some stuff. The anchor you in, to be connected, you got to understand why you're here, you know? And man, let me tell y'all something. This message is so heavy on my soul right now. Because first of all, you're looking at a woman who at 25 years clean, Christmas, found out my daughter's father molested her. So I'm standing here off under homicidal watch. Huh? Because anybody in their right mind, I ain't in here playing. I got a daughter who father molested her. I'm not in here playing. And it took all I had to get to this podium right here. My area know they've been keeping me I've been showing up in the meeting. Because let me tell you something. You can be powerless, and you ain't got to worry about using drugs. You can use a gun up in here. I don't need to get that all, because that's the most important thing going on in my life. I was homeless for a year. I was staying with the same little young lady God put in my life that walked her through recovery. She had gotten a place. I had to leave my place right after Ocean City last year. Huh? I put my stuff in storage. Huh? I lived with 6 pair of jeans and about 15 t-shirts. Huh? My wardrobe, my clothes, my furniture, everything in storage for almost a whole year. Okay? But I kept coming back. I came in the meeting and I said, what you want to do about your problems, Cynthia, and how we can help? You understand? I took a lot of rejection up in here. Frustration. And I talked about it. I'm an addict with clean time who share her experience-driven hope a day at a time. I say clean a day at a time. It's a one day at a time program. Yeah. I ain't on no image time. And when I come up in here, I share my pain. I share my joy. I openly share. You got to keep it open. You got to keep your channels open in here. Pride will run you out of here. Y'all told me I suffer from a disease that make diagnosis, treatment, and detection difficult. So why should I come up in here and act like I got it going on? And sometimes I make bad decisions. What do you do when you make a bad decision? And you're feeling hopeless. You're feeling humiliated. Frustrated. Huh? You come in here and you tell somebody. What is sponsorship for? If you can't tell your sponsor where you at. You can't tell your network where you at. We ain't coming here paint no pretty picture. Yeah, you can put on some pretty clothes. You can have a good job, bank account, and still go through life on life terms. And what you gonna do? Because you got 25 years, you lost your job, you lost your place to stay. You can't come in and tell somebody let you live with them? You rather leave up out of here and use? That's not my story. I laid on their couch. I laid on a bed. I was homeless several times in 25 years. And you better believe the disease said, you can't tell them that. That's the first thing the disease do, check in and tell you. You can't tell somebody. But you can. You said, you all said to me, I recovered in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. You told me that you all will love me. Until I learned how to love myself. So what difference does it make if I got 25 years or one day clean? Because life can show up in any one of our lives right here. Any one of us can make a bad decision. Any one of us can operate in a character defect. You can be spiritual and you can be operating in defects of character. They said you cannot surrender enough. You better know how to, when you run and ride in your recovery and you take a 10th step, huh? You search yourself and you see you operating in behavior patterns that you learned in the 4th step. Because we said these steps is the way to recovery. So we practice these principles in all our affairs. You understand what I'm saying? It's been times I said, oh no, this is a pattern right here, huh? What about this one? Y'all ain't ready for me, but I'm going to tell y'all, right? I have an indifference or intolerance towards the cameras on the street that give me tickets. I don't like it, and I feel like I'm in bondage. I feel like I'm in jail, riding down the street. Okay, man? Okay, so I ain't the one that always be easily to pay my traffic tickets. Y'all ain't ready for me. So it's been times that I got caught up. I had a bunch of tickets, didn't pay them, right? Get a flag on my driver's license, huh? Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. And will still drive the car. what do I do? Keep driving the car till they take the car? Or do I surrender? I've had to surrender. I've had to look at myself and say, do you want this Cadillac that God just blessed you with? Oh, y'all ready for this? Do you want this car impounded? Do you want to be in jail? I had to look at it all the way through. It's easy for me not to about the law. I don't know about y'all. I'm an instant gratification addict. I like instant gratification. They say addicts, we want the rewards without reaping or doing the labor. We want to reap the rewards without doing the labor, right? Well, what is the labor? The labor would be to pay your traffic ticket, Cynthia. Huh? That would be the labor. But nah, my mind say, go get hot tickets. Look, stickers. Get paper tags. You know, and I have to fight thoughts like that. With time. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all, some of y'all don't tell the truth around here. Because if y'all told enough of y'all struggles, I probably would be conscious enough not to do it. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. I have to fight bad thinking. They say, what is recovery? Huh? Changing ideals, attitudes, and behavior. Do you think for real, Jeff, because you get clean time, that you don't have to still do that? So let me tell you something. I've had to really come in here and expose myself. And it has not been easy because some days I was very embarrassed. I was really ashamed of the behavior that I displayed. But they say if you expose it into the light, you got to expose those defects into the light. Because we addicts and we're going to do some stuff. We suffer from the disease of addiction, huh? That manifests itself in many different forms. They say it's going to be times in your recovery where you're going to be homeless. You're going to lose relationships. You're going to be broke. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I had to get my daughter. I had to go get me an apartment. Okay? This weekend, I had to carry this message because I had agreed to it. But at the same token, last week, I had to move, get my daughter. Huh? So now I ain't have the money. Right? So I come down here because the area where I came from, they say, you want to go, get in the car. You ain't got no money, we got you. I don't know about nobody else, sorry. But look, what is this convention for? We get edified here. We get built up here. Our spirits get stirred up in here. Why wouldn't I want to come here? If I'm in despair, I'm feeling hopeless, helpless, why wouldn't I want to be right here? Yeah. So I come and I chase my recovery. I ain't had no problem when I ain't had no money. I need a shot of dope. I ain't had no money. You know I went there with no money. Man, give me one. I ain't even know him. So don't try to put me in no catch 22 because I got clean time with no daggone money and you gonna tell me to stay home? The devil is a liar. And I just want y'all to know for the record, people with time need help too. I want y'all to know that it ain't got nothing to do with clean time. Reality happens in all our lives. Okay? Now you might have it today, and I might have it tomorrow. You understand? Well, same thing, same principles on the street. When I had it, I put you down with it. You understand what I'm saying? They tell me, if you give, it shall be given unto you. So I come on expectations because I'm a giver. I have took people, put them in my home for years. No money. So guess what? When it was time for me to move and I ain't had no money, went and filled the application out, and they told me I had to pay for $99. Who did that? Who did that? Oh, in my area, they witnessed. Oh, John went with me. Took me right there, paid my $99. Right? Just so happens on the time when Cynthia needed help, they had a, look, hey, Sin, they had a special, $1,700 special. Y'all ain't listening to me. So when you serve is what I'm saying. When you serve and you help God's people, guess what? He gonna help you. A lot of y'all don't stand and watch the power. Y'all don't stand and watch him bring you through. You leave before the miracle happens. They tell me don't leave 10 minutes before the miracle happens. I stood, man, and I was feeling real low. Seemed like everybody around me was getting blessed. I was the one with time, and my life was so contradicted a month ago. You know, you're talking about a cobbler. I had a chance to work on Obama's platform, right, for two serving. You know, his two of them. Two terms. I'm a woman who can build a house, but I'm homeless. Who does stuff like that? But I stood, I said, God, ain't no way in the world you planted all this information in me and got this stuff in me and I can't have mine. I said, but I trust you. I said, I trust you. And I don't care what I got to go through, I'm a stand. And you better believe my area saw me stand. That's why they in here. Yeah, that's why they in here. I want to tell the new babies, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. Man, if we could do it, y'all could do it. This is a proven plan, man. This is already proven. All those with a year more, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Let them know. It's a proven plan. It's a proven plan. This thing already worked. All you got to do is jump on board. Take a few suggestions. Because if you anything like me, you're hard-headed, you ain't going to do nothing no way. You know, you're going to try your way. When your way don't work, then you're going to try our way. So just keep coming back, man. Because I'm trying to tell y'all something. This has been nothing but a blessing. Look, let me tell you something. I was running a recovery house, right? I went in there. I was homeless. I went in the meeting. Told myself, I need a reasonable place to stay. They said, go in a transition. Going to transition, I got 20 years clean, going to transition, who does that? Your circumstance. Yeah, your clean time ain't had nothing to do with that. You homeless, you ain't got no money, boo. Why would you put clean time on a place to stay when you ain't got no money? And I put people in that house with no jobs. I said, you're going to be all right, baby. God going to bless you. I'm going to show you how to go about getting a job and all this, huh? I left my dishes, my pots and pans. When I moved into my place, God used people to give me dishes, pots and pans, come home, the bathroom done. I mean, they just been blessing me. They gave me money to pay the storage bill. I'm talking about everything I had to do in the last week. What has been, look, I had to live on the floor because my storage bill, I hadn't paid the storage bill, huh? Y'all listening to me? Went in the meeting, had to share on Saturday morning. Somebody gave me and my daughter two air mattresses. I'm talking about what I had to do until I got to my next point. Sometimes you got to make sacrifices to get to your next point. I laid on the floor. Because my peace was more important to me. Man, y'all don't know, I can't wait. Boy, Monday, I'm going to go set it out. I'm getting that stuff, man, all that stuff. Oh, God. It's going to fit right into place. And I'm just telling y'all something, man. Sometimes you got to do without your own stuff. I did without my own stuff, Eric. I did without my wardrobe, bro. Y'all know I like to look nice. I did without it. And I'm trying to tell y'all something, man, I feel so grateful. I'm still getting orders from my sponsor. She's still guiding me. I got here, I said, sponsor, you know I ain't got no money. I need an Intigen ticket. You know, she said, did you get a ticket? I said, yeah, I got the ticket. She says, well, hold the ticket and come on over to the house and eat for the night and use your ticket tomorrow. I'm talking about allowing yourself. See, a lot of people take for granted that we know what to do. But when you traumatize from life on life terms, oh, y'all think y'all can't get traumatized? Y'all know goodness well, if I found out my daughter, father raped her, I'm in a coma. Walking around, don't know what to do. I ain't know what to do. Good God. My mind was obsessed with killing this dude. Kill him, ride over him, ride him. You see him come across the street, kill him. Y'all laughing, but I'm telling y'all. And y'all want to know something? Let me tell you. Y'all said kill him in the meeting. Because let me tell you something, girlfriend. Your daughter needs you. This was what my network was telling me. You're going to do this the right way. You got Michelle. Michelle say, Sin, you know I love you, and I know I shouldn't be talking to you like this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You can go to jail clean. And God set me up for real, because let me tell y'all something. I'm a carpenter, and they need 16,000 carpenters to go to Canada, right? And I'm eligible to go. But the requirements is you need an FBI clearance and a passport. If I kill him, I can't go. He set me up even with that. You want to really go, don't you, Sin? I was like, I was really ready to go, too. And I got to think my situations all the way through is what I'm saying to y'all. Man, this is a good program, man. It's a gift from God, right? You know, how do we come to believe, newcomer? How do we come to believe? Through the group, through the program, through God. This is how we come to believe. And that ain't just for the newcomer. Because a lot of times us old timers, man, we get caught up in the grip of the getting and using and finding ways and means to get more, to pay our bills, to eat, to feed our family. Yeah. You got to be able to come up in here and ask somebody to, I need some help. I need some food. Yeah, you can be in Crocs, crocodiles, leather jackets, gold around your neck. I need some food. I got a shot of hope and no dope today. And I hope y'all listening. Because there's been so many old-timers walking out of here. They've been relapsing. Make the newcomers kind of wonder, what's going on? But the reality is, if you can't come in here and share your pain, share where you really at, man, you got to come in here and tell it, man. Ain't nobody asked you to not have hardships. We never even said that to you. We told you it will be times, and you got to be content with or without. Yeah, y'all think we just talking just to be talking. But we telling you how to live without the use of drugs. And sometimes it's painful because I knew I was a better woman than all that I had to endure. I said, I'm a better woman than this. Why am I having to live like this? But when you think about this convention, huh? Despair turns into hope. Somebody need to know how you do that. And who else gonna be able to share that but a person who came from despair and now I'm on the hope side? I'm saying some real stuff right here now. Because, man, I was in a lot of pain, and I've been in a lot of pain concerning my daughter. Because guess what? She's cutting herself now. You think I want to be a parent at 25 years? You know, she's very smart, been on honor roll all her life since she's been in school, and now she's cutting herself. That hurts, man. That kind of stuff really hurt. and I can't use. But I can use the steps. I can use my relationship with God, talking about being connected. I come to the meeting and I can tell y'all when it hurts me to look at her body, because I see her pain on her body. Lord, help me in here. I'm just trying to tell y'all something. It's going to be some times. I ain't saying you're going to have to experience that, right? But it's going to be some times in your recovery, man, that you're going to have to endure some very hard, you're going to have to endure some hardships, man. And you ain't going to be able to use no matter what. No matter what, don't use. That's what I stand on. That's my foundation. My foundation is not using no matter what. I've watched people go out of this meeting or out of the rooms and come back, and I was still here. You know, because I learned about my disease. And I know how it manifests itself in my life. Denial, substitution, rationalization, justification, distrust of others, guilt, embarrassment, dereliction, degradation is all a result of disease of addiction. So you can use any one of that. Don't forget the lust. Yeah, baby, I done ran through a whole rack of them. Don't even want to do that no more. John told me I was a pimp with no hoes. It's cool, though, because I don't even have that kind of image today. And you better believe that before I got to this podium, laying right beside me, ready to go. And I turned it down. Now, who does that? I turned it down because my peace means more to me, man, than some flesh. I used to be addicted to coming. I didn't even want the relationship. I just wanted to come. Y'all want me to tell y'all the truth? Y'all want me to lie to y'all. I don't have no lies. Yeah. Yeah. And when I wanted to come, I used anybody. The newcomer too. So newcomer, don't play with me, because I'm an old timer, I'll go. See, y'all want me to lie to y'all, but I'm not in here to lie to you all. I'm here to share my experience, my strength, and my hope. Don't come my way. I'm trying to help myself right now. Don't come my way. Don't even try. You understand what I'm saying? So I thank God for my sponsorship family, because I see them, they in here too. I meet with them women once a month. Man, I'm trying to tell you something, man. It's a real good thing, because God actually put women in my life who had experienced molestation. You understand? So they can tell me what to do with my daughter. You know, because they already know what she's going through. And she's such a beautiful child, man. She working the head thing and trying to do the dreads. And she getting a lot of my peoples right in here. And y'all just pushing her right along. You know, so y'all pray for me and my child. Pray for me and my child. And Lord knows, pray for her father. Because pray for her father. And pray, because I'm asking y'all to do something now. Because I actually prayed to God. I said, God, please keep that man from me, because I know I'll do it. Y'all got to get real with y'all stuff too around here. Sometimes we got to tell God to do for us, man, because we know we'll do it. I know I'll kill him. So I told him, just keep him away from me. I don't even ask my daughter where he live at. Don't want to know. You understand? Because I ain't trying to go nowhere, man. Life is too good for me right now. Yeah. I got big hopes and big dreams. You know what I mean? I got some things I want to do that haven't even manifested yet. That's what y'all told me hope is. Huh? And I know God is able. He could do anything but fail. I'm talking about the God I serve. He could do anything but fail. And he bring me through every time, man. He bring me through every time, and I'm proud of God. I'm proud of him, what he does in my life. Yeah. Look, let me tell you something. Just keep coming back. Don't use. Call your sponsor. Work the steps. And let's continue to pray for each other. How about that? Thanks.
Thank you, Cynthia. All right, for our second speaker, speaking on the topic, why are we here? From the Montgomery area, Tony F.
Hello. My name's Tony. I'm definitely an addict.